It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Welcome back to the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast, and today we're going to discuss, why did 11 LSU basketball players just leave town? You know, basketball is a team sport, utilizing five players on the court at any one time. In addition to the starting five players, most teams in high school, college, and professional rarely utilize more than 10 players during any particular game. When I saw the headline on Friday about LSU losing their 11th player to the NCAA's new escape hatch, which is called the transfer portal, or good luck, into the NBA, I immediately went to the team's website at lsusports.net to take a closer look at last year's basketball team. In the recently concluded 2021-2022 season, the LSU men's basketball team finished the year with a respectable 22-12 record. The season ended with a first-round loss to Iowa State in the NCAA March Madness tournament just 2 weeks ago. Over the course of the entire basketball season, which included a few blowout wins which I defined as 30 points or more, over teams like UL Monroe, McNeese State, and Northwestern State University, LSU used a total of 16 basketball players on the court during all of their 34 games. Closer inspection of the stats revealed that just 9 of LSU's basketball players hit the hardwood in more than half of the team's games. Even former LSU and NBA Hall of Famer Shaquille O'Neal's son, Sharif, played in just 14 games last season for LSU. But nothing fishy stands out about the stats. Most of the minutes go to the starting five and a few key bench players on just about every team. As a former high school basketball player myself, you become supremely motivated when you ride the bench as a younger player with a hope of earning a chance to play more in the years to come. You try to soak in and learn as much as possible while on the bench, while committing to work even harder to achieve a chance for more playing time in the following seasons. Well, that's apparently not going to be the case at LSU, as 11 of the team's players are heading for the exits.
Sell, sell, sell!
Okay, it's time to remind you that LSU's head basketball coach, Will Wade, was fired, with cause, in early March, prior to the Tigers' recent one-and-done appearance in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. In addition, his primary assistant, associate head coach Bill Armstrong, was terminated as well. LSU's president, William Tate, and athletics director Scott Woodward penned an open letter to LSU sports fans back on March the 12th, and here's a portion of that letter, quote, "For more than 4 years, the university has patiently allowed the NCAA investigative process to unfold, jointly working with the NCAA enforcement staff and subsequently with the complex case unit to ensure that the evidence collected was as thorough and fair as possible. Throughout that time, the university and its men's basketball program have operated under an exhausting shroud of negativity. Per NCAA rules and procedures, we are unable to provide further comment on the IARP process, the contents of the Notice of Allegations, or today's decision." Thinking about that last sentence, most sports fans will now presume that that's why the 11 LSU men's basketball players have recently decided to bolt from the program. It appears that the LSU basketball program is headed for some serious sanctions soon. But why would so many of their players leave right now? If you were an LSU men's basketball player who sat on the bench for most of last year after earning a scholarship for being the best basketball player on your high school team and probably in your region, why would you leave LSU right now? If your intent was to showcase your basketball skills at a major college level, the deck has now been cleared for you to step up this coming season and shine. Your athletic scholarship will allow you to have your room and board paid and a chance to attend college classes at Louisiana's flagship state university. Seriously, what more could you be asking for? If a student athlete wanted a chance to compete at the highest level and perhaps dream of playing in a professional basketball league soon, why would you leave now? No matter what the NCAA should dole out as punishment to LSU, the chances are very good that the men's basketball team will still be allowed to compete in all but postseason activities. As a college basketball player, you'll still have a chance to participate in no less than 30 regular season games playing in the SEC. And isn't that why you came to LSU in the first place? unless you have some direct knowledge that the former LSU men's basketball coach was indeed providing benefits which were not permitted by the NCAA rules, cash or otherwise, to certain players on your team. With 11 LSU basketball players now making the decision to jump from a sinking ship rather than hanging around the Pete Maravich Assembly Center next season with a better chance of getting some playing time, it certainly gives the impression that all, or most, or some of the LSU men's basketball players either receive some of those benefits or have some direct knowledge about the specifics, but may prefer to claim selective amnesia about those details. Makes you wonder exactly why any of those players was attending LSU in the first place. Were they simply paid to show up at the school to play college basketball without taking much of an interest in an academic pursuit to provide them with a career after basketball? Hey, don't laugh, but LSU's plight is that they were simply caught in the act. The former men's basketball coach apparently wasn't as clever as other high-profile college basketball coaches who have artfully perfected methods to provide incoming basketball players with an assortment of financial inducements in trade for their services on the basketball court. The key is not being caught in the process, though. After Coach Will Wade was hired in 2017, the LSU men's basketball program suddenly started to land a few of those so-called top high school basketball players. When high-profile players start coming to LSU instead of Duke, Kentucky, and a few of the other high-profile colleges, it apparently required some additional enticement, if you know what I mean, in order to convince a few of those fine young men to become part of a terrific turnaround story down in Baton Rouge. LSU's former basketball coach was caught cheating. But the rats jumping off the ship from the LSU men's basketball program after his dismissal speaks volumes about them, too. If any of those players wanted to play major college basketball and get a free college education, the opportunity remained right there in front of them by remaining in Baton Rouge. Do they really believe that a more prominent basketball name is going to want to take a chance on them after leaving LSU's radioactive program? Why would a player leave now if he's done nothing wrong? If your ultimate goal is to play professional basketball, for example, the NBA will be able to make a decision about your future even if your school is not able to participate in the postseason. There'll still be 30 regular season games to be played and they can watch any of them. Thankfully, the page is already turning at LSU. Matt McMahon was recently announced as the school's new men's basketball coach. The past seven seasons, he was the head coach at Murray State University in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Coach McMahon has already endeared himself to Tiger fans by saying, quote, "I'm excited to join the best athletic department and the most iconic brand in all of college sports. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for me, and I cannot wait to get to work." And a lot of work he's got to do. With no scholarship players coming back to LSU for next season, Matt McMahon is already at work cobbling together a new men's basketball team. Based on his track record at Murray State, this new coach should do just fine over time. If the NCAA should bring the sanctions hammer down on the LSU men's basketball program soon, the administration and the fans should cut the new coach some slack for several years to rebuild the program. Meanwhile, former LSU coach Will Wade and his top assistant were rightfully fired for their part in this slowly unraveling scandal. They deserve to be tagged as cheaters for the remainder of their coaching careers. But what should happen to any of the former LSU men's basketball players who received improper financial inducements to play ball in Baton Rouge? Didn't they break the NCAA rules too? The college basketball system is definitely broken, and that's another story for another day. But one thing is certain today. Money, as always, will continue to be the primary factor if we're ever going to see any substantive changes. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.